Good.
Okay. Next meeting date and time. Next meeting date is April 11th. But one of the things that I want to make sure we address is, remember some months ago, Jack raised a question? We outlined, Jack raised a question about should we be, more or less, should we be in the nursing home business and should we be taking our, you want to restate it maybe so that I don't correctly say it.
It's a process statement.
My statement, I think, at the time had to do with guaranteeing the best quality care that should be provided to the residents of this home. And I was questioning whether or not we could do that as a home that operates under the county's government's umbrella, or whether the residents might be better served if we were to, you know, the home never goes away, we just, it gets sold. Or,
it should be a part of the county.
It's no longer, it's part of the county, it becomes some other, an entity of something else that continues to provide the same type of service. Leave it at that.
So once he raised that question, we said, let's not just answer that question, let's sort of look at a very mini strategic planning to say, what should the direction and maybe the future for the nursing home be. And so we started to do a very mini environmental assessment as part of the SWOT analysis, looking at, we're going to bring back some internal trends and we're going to bring sort of a summary of some of that. I'd like to bring that to this board. And what I'm going to get to is, do we want to do this for the next board meeting or do we have a separate session? So as a result of this, us bringing back industry trends, local trends, and what we got in interviews with management staff and council, family council and some residents. Here's the results that we find, and then us kind of go through a little bit of a process, our own strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to come up with a recommendation, essentially addressing Jack's main issue. Should we be in this business? Should the county be in this business? Should we be this business? Should be different, what are our options for the nursing home?
Yeah. Well, I just suggest that maybe we look at this, what's being presented the next meeting. But because the reason I say that is I think this needs to be brought publicly, what's being looked at and what's being discussed and deliberated. And then we can make a decision at that point to go into a study session if we wish. But you know, if we get what's been worked on already, so that we can at least have a period to discuss it. It doesn't have to be, you know, extended amount of time. Depends what there is. I don't know.
Okay, so we'll have to rely on you, Deb, to help us sort of talk about process. But what we were thinking was we would bring it at the next meeting, and maybe then, as you say, we would do a separate study session. If we all are together, it's a public session anyway. We just need to let people give appropriate notifications. So if we're all together, it becomes public.
Yeah, I just think it's fair to the public. If we have documents and we're going to go into a study session, that they should have already had access to it. Well, maybe you don't want to even care. But at least they can come observe a study session intelligently, if you will, instead of hearing things for the first time and maybe not understanding what's actually being discussed.
Okay, so if we want, and what I'd like to do is have us be ready to make some kind of recommendation to the county board in May based on what we're finding. So maybe what we'd want to do is bring material for the April meeting, have a planned study session sometime after that, and then be ready to make a recommendation at the May meeting that could go to the county board.
Potentially, yeah.
Does that seem like a...
Yes.
And that gives some time, but there won't be so much time in between that we sort of got what we talked about.
So what kind of documents do you talk about we should bring to the public?
Well, that's what we're preparing. So management...
They're preparing it.
Yep, we are.
Based on finances or the overall...
It would be financial trends, it would be volume trends, it would be a summary of the interviews, yes, the market trends, and... be a summary of the interviews with the management, a summary of the interview, the meeting with the staff, the SWOT analysis with each of those, So internal trends, some external trends, and some industry trends. And something of a summary, and this isn't a huge data dump, but it's enough to say, okay, here's what we're finding and seeing, and then a little bit probably of some of, then a listing of maybe here's what our options are, so that, not to limit our options, but to get us thinking, we know at least there are these options, maybe that we'll come up with something else.
So I think the information that we're providing will hopes to give you a better idea or picture of where Champaign County Nursing Home fits within the marketplace here. So hopefully the information provides you with information that you can make an informed decision on a recommendation to the county board on the two questions that Jack is proposing.
Right, that's right.
And is the May deadline tied into a potential for a referendum?
It would satisfy that, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So that might mean another study, another meeting. It might be a study session in between the April meeting and the May meeting.
So the issue is, if we add it to the April meeting, we're going to have a really, really long meeting. If we had the normal management report plus...
And that may be the case. I would just point out, so I think if the material's available by the April meeting...
Mm-hmm.
We don't really need to discuss it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
My preference would be that the public be notified that simply a copy is available. You could even make it here at Scott's office or whatever's appropriate. So anyone interested in what we're looking at. I personally had an experience not so long ago where a governmental entity was actually discussing something that no one knew.
Yeah.
No one knew what they were doing for months until they finally came out and said, well, here's our decision. What the hell? Where's the deliberate process? Why'd you decide this? We just thought it was a good idea. Well, how'd you determine that? Well, we just felt that way. I said, really? So it just drove me nuts. I'm just like, just to be fair.
Yeah.
So I agree. You may not want to do it all on April's meeting and actually have a study session. That's fine. But I think we should also make sure the public... Because even the study sessions allow, I think, for public comment.
Yeah.
So they can at least come in and look at the documents. If they got comments, they can bring them to us. And then that's the first time they had the opportunity. And now they're educated. And maybe that solves the question. So they don't get to the county board meeting saying, well, I never had an opportunity to talk about this because I never saw it until now. It's like, that's not right. That's my point. Thank you.
Anybody else have?
I'd just like a little follow up on the heat. It kind of goes back to a couple of public comments. The tables, steam tables, or whatever process. Yeah.
So we've got we've reached out to two architectural firms. One has come in and reviewed and given us a proposal. We're waiting for the second one.
They've been in to look.
They have.
Yes,
okay.
We just
okay.
haven't got a proposal.
Okay. Then Healthcare Services Group has provided a proposal as well that we're taking a look at. But the process is, we believe we've got to use an architect to help define the scope, even though it's just a remodeling of the kitchen, because it's something that we have to actually submit drawings to IDPH. So we're going to have to go through that process with an architect. So we need to get those at least two bids for us to take a look at, and one of them will follow them up because we think they're asking, their price is pretty high, so we want something to be able to compare it against. Very, very rough estimate from the architect was $30,000 to do the work. So I need something to, seems like a lot, and that's not including their fees.
And the other comment that came up was regarding diaper and the issues related to that. Is there anything going on there? How has that been addressed? And are there procedures? I think one of the questions was: what's the practice?
I mean, typically people have toileting look back, so they're evaluating, you know, how often are they in continent, and they try and mirror a schedule for those. So they are planned, care planned. So it's like a diary. They look at 72 hours worth of data, and then they establish a plan for toileting. And then that's incorporated into their plan of care. So it's an opportunity to talk about it at the resident care plan meetings. You know, I know Ed had brought me some observations up as well, people asking for help, and staff kind of gave him the same answer. I'm not assigned to them. So those are things we're moving forward with, education to the staff. And, you know, people do need to be toileted based on their individualized plan, whether that's a check-in change or an actual toileting program. And then there has to be some follow-up to that as well.
Yeah, what was the follow-up in these situations? Because I can't imagine what was brought up here wasn't brought up to staff at the time or supervisors at the time.
Yeah, the one from Ms. Castle's daughter, she said she brought up today, and I had not heard that till today, so I got to follow up with the staff. The other one, they established, she's a heavy wetter, they changed product, they established a pretty rigid toileting schedule that the staff are adhering to. I've followed up with her a couple times, and she seems to believe that that issue has been resolved to this point.
So each resident has an individual schedule, depending on, because not every, you know, we can't just say check everyone every 2 hours, because everyone has different issues in terms of incontinence. If there's an issue where someone hasn't been checked, there's been a wet diaper, then if it gets reported, we're going to investigate it to see if it's a one-time issue or if it's a systematic issue or there's been because of a change in condition that may have caused it. So, and we, based on investigation, we'll make the appropriate changes and remedies as needed. So it's an ongoing issue that we're always dealing with.
Is it an ongoing issue that's just tough to manage in our environment here? Is that a part of it, or?
Well, I think it's hard. I mean, incontinence, it's right. Hard to manage. You know,
right? That's what.
Yeah.
So how are we managing it then with the families then? Just in helping them, are we responding to them well in terms of talking them through it? And
I think we could do a better job with that. Yeah. Finding out normal routine. I mean, there are some things that are pretty normal about elimination. You know, some people always eliminate after meals, or there are some things, you know, they can give us some perspective on. You know, people that are on diuretics, you know, they're going to lose urine fairly quickly after they've been given that. I mean, those are the kinds of things we have to adapt and change our response to those residents. So it is really individualized.
How often are care plans reevaluated?
At least quarterly. If there's a change in condition, they're done more frequently. Early in the process, if it's a Medicare, we're doing those more frequently. But, you know, a lot of times these concerns come to us through other avenues, and then we address them individually.
I have a question about personnel policy. Patsy had brought this to my attention, and Brains as well, I believe, through an email process, and was communicating with you, Scott. And I haven't seen anything that addressed the question that I thought was being asked. What it was is, what is the procedure in the personnel policies? Well, personnel policy procedure that talks about the right to an appeal process for department heads in the nursing home if they're relieved from their employment or terminated. So, for example, as it's written now, as I see it, if Scott were to make the determination that a department head needed to be terminated, maybe very well justified, that person has nowhere to go, to my understanding, after that. There is no appeal. Scott is the final decision, but yet we as a board, and as the county ultimately, are responsible. We need to, how do we know he did the right thing? Then that presupposes that we all have an expertise in personnel,
right,
to be able to distinguish that. So the question is, how do we protect ourselves as the county if an error were to be committed by Scott? It's just a step. Whether there's some arbitration or whatever it is beyond here, and maybe the legal process itself is the final decision. But then at that point, we're being sued. So
I don't know if somebody other than me wants to address what the current policy is, but...
Summarize the current policy.
The concern for this board, I believe, is what is our liability as the board representing the county's interest? Certainly mine as a member of the county board and those others present. But how do we minimize our exposure by changing the policy so that there is another layer, if it's necessary?
I could increase your exposure myself.
Well, and this might be the discussion we have.
Right. So I think that's a reasonable discussion to have. And maybe we should get a little bit of external advice on just the question you asked.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it now. We didn't agendize it or anything. I just brought it up.
No, I think it's a good...
Well, it wasn't my original idea. Patsy was able to catch it. But I thought it was a great catch. And then it became a question of what is our exposure. Are we in a best position now, or could we be in a better one?
Well, my question would be, how do our policies in regards to appeal rights for non-bargaining unit employees compare to the policies for the other county departments that are not, you know, are not covered by bargaining units? Because I know at one time our policy was the same as the county. But I don't know if that's true any longer.
It has been changed, and it's something that we were actually talking about bringing to this body and the county board, because the county board ultimately also approves the county's nursing home personnel policies. And when the decision maker is the last step in the process, that's not necessarily best practice. There probably needs to be an appeal level, and currently there is not. So that's something that you're probably going to see a recommendation for change in the near future for the policy.
Or the county's policy.
No, the county's policy covers it.
Oh, we need
it. So to take the nursing home policy back to more closely mirror, as Mary said, what the county's policy is.
And for us, basically, that would be Karen's position. That would be the only person that would apply, basically.
No, there are a whole. There are about 20 management positions that are affected by this.
So it would be.
And currently, what the policy says is, in a grievance process, the administrator is the last step. But in many of those incidents, the administrator is also the decision maker about whether to issue discipline or what to do.
Okay.
How long ago was that policy changed?
I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago.
2010.
And then if that's the case, I don't know what the county board does, but I have a question about what the process is then for the appeal and the decision making on the board.
And frankly,
I would have some questions about what the exposure is for me in that kind of a situation.
All those questions can be answered when it's presented.
By whom?
We have the answers to that. I mean, we can answer those questions when it's presented.
Okay. So
it's the county bears the ultimate responsibility, and I don't think you would probably rest the ultimate top level of authority with this board, but probably with the county board, because they're covered from the perspective of bonding and insurance and all that kind of thing.
Because we're not.
You're an oddity, but you are basically also covered through the county.
As long as the county approves that personnel policy procedure that we approve.
Right.
They're ultimately saying it's approved, therefore the liability ultimately falls on them. We believe we're acting in our best interest by approving it. They're indemnifying us.
Exactly.
So in the case of a management person being fired, who fires them, Scott or Karen?
That would be me.
Karen.
So you're the ultimate. So who hires Karen?
MPA makes.
I think that's a problem.
Well,
right.
Karen is the employee of MPA. We make a recommendation to the board of directors, but the board of directors, or I guess it's the board of directors of the county who makes, it's the county's decision to accept a recommendation.
I haven't looked at that in a while. I'd have to look for sure. The MPA, she's an MPA employee, but there is something in there about the approval of this board or the county board. I just can't remember which one it is.
It's not MPA's decision that the county does not have any input in. Because previously, the administrator was a county employee. And then when Karen was hired, it was asked that they make her an MPA employee.
The county asked us?
Yes.
There's advantages to that and disadvantages.
Yeah. Right, and most management agreements that I'm familiar with, that that's the way that works.
I mean, Scott, I don't necessarily recall that. I really believed it was MPA's request that the administrator report directly to MPA. I don't remember it that way, but I could be wrong.
And her predecessor was also employed by MPA.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I believe the administrator's been an MPA employee since we've had the MPA contract.
I thought Andrew was.
Andrew started as a county employee.
Right.
But then he moved in.
I thought he became an MPA employee,
he did,
though.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Or so he told me.
Well, he did work for MPA after
he left.
Well,
he did become an MPA employee when he's no longer administrator.
I'm thinking he was.
I can't remember if he was.
That changed during his tenure. Is that how you remember it, Nancy?
I thought it did, too.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Andrew was a county employee?
Right. Oh, definitely.
Initially, but he became an MPA employee.
Came.
Right.
MPA insisted that Andrew be an employee of MPA.
Yeah.
And under the management agreement, it says MPA shall provide an employee qualified healthcare executive to act as administrator for Champaign County Nursing Home. MPA's provision of administrator shall be a Champaign County Nursing Home expense. Compensation package for the administrator shall be pre-approved by the nursing home board and shall be incorporated into this contract.
That's the current contract. I'm not sure the very first contract.
No, I'm just saying the current situation.
Right.
I'm not trying to
say. Yeah, no, currently it's definitely the case.
Right. Okay. All right, so
back to April's meeting.
April's meeting, we'll bring the documents. We'll talk about a study session prior to that. We had talked, what's on our list, I can follow up with you about this later, Deb, is we talked about a monkey survey of county board, not county board.
Survey monkeys.
Yeah, survey monkey. of each of us on our individuals. Response to the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats before bringing it to the whole group. So we'll see if we can get that done.
And can we start talking maybe by email about the date of the study session before the meeting? Because it can be hard to get in the same room if we don't book them early.
Can we do that? Is there anything that prohibits
you? Well, there's nothing that prohibits you from talking about it right now. I mean, your next meeting is April 11th. If you want a study session between your April 11th meeting and your May meeting, when do you want it? I mean, do you want it on a Monday night? So that could be the 18th or the 25th of April.
Or it could
Since
be
you
the,
usually meet on Monday night.
Yeah, or it could be the ones in ones in May as well. Mondays in May.
Yeah, you're about to lose me, so you're going to...
Is this your last meeting?
Officially.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, thank you very much, Deb.
Monday nights kind of work for people. It works for me.
And so the May meeting would be May...
Ninth.
May 9th, okay. So I would be recommending, I'd be recommending the Monday before that, partially because I will be out of the country the 18th and the 25th. So I couldn't participate in the study session.
Out of the country.
Not enough.
All right, so...
Do you absolutely know that you will need a study session? Is it possible that the focus of the April 11th meeting can be on this topic?
It could. I have the same concerns as Scott raises, which is I feel like we won't adequately cover if we're trying to do a regular meeting and really hash out. And if we're going to make a recommendation, I feel like I think there should be some time devoted to it. I mean, I think I agree with you that it's good to get the stuff out ahead of time, not just for public participation, but for our own thoughts on it, and I think we could do it a little bit, but I feel like we need.
So we will tentatively schedule a study session for the nursing home board on May 2nd, then, at 6.
I would have wanted it earlier, just because I don't like doing anything on a time pressure, you know, and if we're right up against the county board meeting, or the May meeting, I mean, the May meeting of this board.
Yeah, it gives us a week before that. I mean,
at the May 9th meeting, that will be the third time you would be discussing this.
Right, it would. We do it at the April 11th meeting, and then we do it at the study session, and then we do it again at the May 9th meeting. Mm-hmm. So I suppose we could say we could do it.
And from your May meeting, it's going to the county board in June, because your May meeting is too late to get it on a committee of the whole agenda in May.
Oh, I thought that was...
Oh, it's going straight to the county board, but
yeah,
I still think
it was
going to go in June. I thought it was going in June. You think it's going in May?
That was what we were thinking we could do.
Okay.
Do I see you, Patsy, saying
no,
is that the case?
Well, part of that timing was for our folks on the county board who are farmers, so that kind of came into play with the timetable we thought through.
Who are what?
Farmers.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Remember?
They're less available in May.
I didn't hear the word.
Rural area.
I just didn't hear the word, Leslie.
Yeah, I haven't either. So if we wanted to do it earlier, we'd have to do it before April 18th?
On April 18th.
Before April 18th. Because I'll at least, or if I'm going to be involved, I'll be gone April 18th through April 27th, 28th.
Okay. I was just wondering. And now I understand why we jumped to those date.
Right. So we either need to do it between April 11th and April 18th, or from May 2nd, between May 2nd and May 1st.
I'm available all of those days. That's the advantage of being retired. You can change your tea time. You'll know that soon, right?
TEE, not TEA.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I have to say the May 2nd date works best for my schedule, but.
Oh, May 2nd. Oh, well, that works too.
The advantage of that is it would give us a little bit of time to discuss it with people too. So if we get you the documents April 11th, that gives us some time to have some interaction with, you know, raise questions about it, things like that too. I worry a little bit about doing April 11th and then trying to do it before the 18th.
Mary, are you okay on the 2nd?
Yeah.
Lorraine?
Got it.
May 2nd, 6 p.m.
Okay.
May I make just a reminder comment? The county board is having a study session on facilities, which obviously will encompass the nursing home, and it's on the 29th of March, which is a week from tomorrow.
Two weeks.
Huh?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. from tomorrow, and in our study sessions start at 6 o'clock, and it'll be in the Shields room. And, of course, you all are welcome to come.
6 o'clock on the 29th, is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Just a reminder.
Thank you.
All about cost and no money.
Okay. Okay, anything else? Mr. Lanker.
This is just an FYI, since I do the laundry, and laundry's been an issue tonight with several people and the board, I have found that this overly wet laundry is happening on the weekends and more than likely Saturday night or Sunday morning. It's a phenomena that reoccurs in that time frame. This is just for your information.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Board? Everybody?
Move to adjourn?
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Good. Mm-hmm. I bet they'll pay me by the hour, right?